New York City to upstate New York. Beacon. Socrates.
So Eric has had a lot of allegations put up for the the past few weeks. And
no, we're back. I was obviously
trying to do the classic start.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
It's Joy Tactics. We need not even mention that. If you've clicked on this link, you're probably very well aware that what you're listening to is none other than the Joy Tactics podcast.
That's right.
And today we're dissecting, why is it so joyful about road trips?
Is it so joyful to go on road trips? Why would that be so joyful?
You know what?
Unless you're road tripping with your brother who is all silent, is going on a silent strike and wants to be an Air Force pilot, and you have a suicidal uncle played by Steve Carell.
That's a good idea for something.
Remember that one? Little Miss Sunshine.
Of course, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was my intellectual awakening when I realized that you could fight Rage Against the Machine. Now, I'll tell you.
Go.
Okay. When I was at the auto show, the New York Auto Show, with Irish Catholic Conor O'Malley last year at the Javits Center, we were trying out all the cars, but there was one car that really shot electricity through my entire body, joy style. And I don't know what it was, but it was a big van. You know what I'm talking about? Like a sprinter, like a big sprinter van.
Was it a Dodge Sprinter van?
It was a Dodge Sprinter van. And when I sat up on that seat.
Did you just say, was it like a Dodge Sprinter van? And then Eric said, was it a Dodge Sprinter van?
Yeah, we'll have to run it back. I'm not sure if that's what happened. But getting my rear end, I won't say, you know, getting my butt.
Ass.
Hey, man. Putting my neurotypical ass on that seat. Mm-hmm. All raised. A really, really raised seat where you're really up there.
The lifted seat.
The crazy lifted seat. That made me want to start having so much fun. Do you guys know the feeling I'm talking about?
Of course.
Yeah.
It was like, even though we were in the Javits Center, fluorescent lights all over the place, little kids who I don't know also in the car with me trying it out, I still felt like I was on the highway in that movie Barbarian when they cut to Justin Long. Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit. When he gets canceled via the phone?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, my uncle, may he rest in peace, a great uncle who died right after Christmas. I told you guys that story already. He was driving a Toyota Sienna around, and he had that thing tricked out. It would sink to the ground so it was easier to get out via whatever.
Yeah, the handicap hydraulics.
He had the sheepskin, you know what I'm saying, seat cover for comfort, and actually sheep's wool. Sheep's wool wicks sweat. You think it would make you more sweaty because it's all warm? No. That's what the shepherds used to wear, and it actually takes sweat away from your body.
But I bet you didn't never wash that thing, the covers on it. Bet you that Sienna smelled a little
Well, we're
going
to need him to say that again.
You bet what,
oh,
Nate?
Oh, shit.
Your internet's out. We're going to need you to say that again,
God
Nate.
Damn. Are you kidding me? Spectrum we hold against internet, you personally. Dude. It's, all right. it's all right. over.
Well, Eric, that's
it's
so interesting,
over, man.
Why do you think it is? I've been hearing a lot of interesting facts about animals related to sweat. All right.
Can I just say real quick, just on Spectrum, I just got a new modem.
You know, it's funny. I'm seeing him smile on the screen right now on the frozen panel, but I know he's fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Wait, can you guys not hear me when he comes back?
When
Hello?
We come back, we're hearing full anger.
Oh my fucking god, this dude! I'm about to rip into
this
Spectrum.
This is my
internet
this might,
right
oh,
now.
Oh shit!
Can you guys hear me? What's the opposite of a thank call? Should I call Spectrum right now and fucking lay in their fucking asses? Give me the fucking CEO right now. Are you kidding me, dude? Yeah, the Lord knows I got it in me. Eric witnessed this firsthand the other day. What sort of power levels I'm working with when I talk to corporations.
Oh, my God.
I just got a new modem, folks. My modem and router. A new modem and a new fucking router. And I upgraded my internet 2 times with Spectrum. I'm just saying right now, I'm fucking pissed right now. I got to be honest, because not only have I upgraded my internet 2 to 3 times, all right? And Jack, you've been with me in these fucking Zoom meetings when I originally had these problems and I kept on upgrading my internet. What the fuck? All right. If you are on Spectrum internet right now, we need a worldwide shift right now to Earthlink internet. Okay. I'm calling on everybody right now. All the Joy Tacticians right now, I need you to switch over right now. We are boycotting fucking Spectrum internet right now because you know they fucking suck. You know that you hate their fucking service. You know that you hate what they do to you. They're not giving you the right speed. They're fucking with us. We're switching over to Earthlink right now.
All right,
Nate. Nate, are you back? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the choppiest monologue. On
choppiest,
Zoom.
Most pissed off Spectrum.
That? Are you that fucking kidding?
So I knew it was coming. Basically, most of it, no.
It was fucking opposite of a thank call. All right, and he's gone. Oh my God!
But I did hear something about a Spectrum boycott, and I think if you're a real patron, you're going to participate. And actually, I do have Spectrum too, but it's going really well for me. And actually, yeah. I haven't had one single problem.
You can just boycott the merch. I'm not wearing
don't
my Spectrum
buy
shirt anymore.
Any Spectrum 5-panel hats. Don't buy any Spectrum sort of
swag.
Yeah, we're done with
that. And
you'll
be good. Right.
We are done with that because they're throttling me on purpose. And I'm curious to just look into the finances and the details of other podcasts and see, frankly, are they fucking with us because they're threatened? You know what threatening is, right?
I've never experienced that directed towards me, but I've done it many times to many different style service workers.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, now you're back. Now you're back. Fully.
Well, fully. I just plugged in my Ethernet cord, so hopefully this is...
So now you're coming in actually too crisp,
direct,
but too clear.
Too clear. You guys don't like that? Well, you guys want me to come in a little bit? When I'm too HD in person, it's scary.
It is,
isn't
man.
It? You guys like seeing this fucking busted webcam version of me where it's a little blurry. The audio is a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
Of course
I come in too clear, it's a problem.
Okay.
That
was
scary.
Of course.
That was scary. And to the listeners, like, we're sorry that you had to listen to that, but we are real ones who go through real shit still. We don't have the HeadGum Studios at our disposal. We have to do it from our homes, okay? So this is us keeping it real for
self-produced. We are independent. We're one of the only independent podcasts. We're not signed to any label. We have no conglomerate. We're not a part of iHeartRadio or HeadGum. Any of these
all from
huge
scratch.
Conglomerates. And who are those owned by? Interesting. Go up the food chain.
Peter Thiel.
Julian Assange.
Julian
Jason Ulo.
Assange. Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Don't make me... I wish to God I could do something like that with my name. Jack Pensinger.
Well, let's get back to... You know, listen. We got the anger out when we needed to because I could sense something in the water when we first jumped on Zoom that we needed something to pounce on.
Right.
But now let's redirect towards our love of road trips. Road trips. Okay.
Well,
what is a road trip we all have been on together? Can we recall one of those?
Yes, I can, actually.
We'll say it now.
And it actually ties in perfectly to the Joy Tactics podcast, I would say.
Say it now.
It was from Milwaukee to Chicago.
Oh,
remember this with
my
Ben
God.
No,
this
that was fun.
Was
and
true.
Really, that's more of an hour-long drive, but...
that's a road trip.
We were so hungover.
In Midwestern, that's a road trip.
That's a road trip.
If you're if you live in the suburb and everywhere you go is 10 minute drive.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere for 20-25 minutes, that's like a whole day gone.
Well, that night before, Nate, you went missing because you had smoked too much weed.
That was so funny.
We all got scared.
I got too high off of now this is just inside ball, but someone had some stanky I was like hadn't smoked weed for a long time. I probably told this story, but I hadn't smoked weed and I thought I could smoke weed like I used to, and I hit that shit and just went to fucking hell, dude. It was I smoked like a whole, you know how you're like in the joint rotation and you guys are just smoking the whole joint.
Of course,
and I was like,
of course I know that.
Pass it, I like pass to it, do pass that. It. Taking multiple hits. And I was like, dude, I haven't smoked weed in like 2-3 months. Like I could probably only handle a puff, if that.
And but I was doing hella puffs.
And yeah, you were puffing.
Dude,
and puffing,
I was like fucking going puff to puff with
you're
Neil.
Going down on
with
the
stupid
joint.
Neil.
Oh no, oh, you don't wanna do that. Stupid Neil can
I love shout stupid out stupid Neil. And by the way, that's the name that he made up for himself, so we're not being talking down on him. That's how he likes to be called.
Now, that was a funny instinct, Nate, to get too high and be like, you know what I need? I'm too high right now. You know what I need is to go disappear into the dark.
Well,
dark,
I had to go
mysterious
for a walk.
Streets in
Milwaukee. Well, you know, here's what happened. I went for a – I was like, I'm going to try and walk this off. And I thought it would be like, you know, maybe like if I'm gone for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, no one's going to notice. I'm just going to – and then as I was like 20 minutes in, I was like, yep, I'm too high right now still. So I just kept on walking, and all of a sudden it just turns into an hour, and then people are worried about you.
Right.
Now it's a road trip length.
Right.
What did you guys think what was going on?
I thought you were putting it down.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think that, and I would never think that about you because you wouldn't do that. But
you thought I was cheating? One of the most loyal people on the planet?
No, my mind didn't even go there.
And relationships?
Bro.
No, just my putting it down on yourself.
Oh, okay.
Putting it down in the Airbnb room, lights dim, going crazy, all oiled up.
Man, so I need to jerk off right now. This party is so nice. I got to disappear and jerk off for an hour.
Rent an Airbnb that night in a dark, no lights. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were off the experimental Molly. I won't say what it was, but it was Molly. Right.
Well, I didn't
I would never
do
that. I've never done.
Children listen to
that. No, that's a child's
and they see us as role models.
I love that movie.
No, but many men that get too fucked up around Lake Michigan. Many men die in Lake Michigan.
Whoa.
When they get too fucked up, they pass away.
Whoa.
It's true. People get too fucked up. I went
you
to college
I
there.
I got fucked up and just jumped into the lake and then drowned.
People find bodies in that lake all the time for people that did too many fucking Jaeger bombs or whatever, too many dang weed hits. So, yeah, that's where my head was going. We're pretty close to the lake and the river, by the
if
way.
If I'm, like, legit missing for, like, and you guys can't find me, just know it's all good. Like even for,
we
like,
we know
months,
that now.
Like, if it's, like, 4 months, like, and you're, like, he's just, I swear to God, I'm not dead. I'm just good. It's all good. And okay. I'll come and I'll show up, you know, soon.
And I'm the opposite. If I'm gone for over 24 hours and you haven't heard from me, it's not, there's no hope. I'm gone. I'm just.
Can I say something
dead.
That I maybe shouldn't say on the podcast?
What
but
is
I
it?
I think it's okay.
What?
I have to shout out Sarah Sherman thinking of that line of thought in a humorous way. I'm on tour with Sarah, of course, and she. Basically, we've been on the road for 2 months now almost, and we left her alone for half a day. I took one day off of the tour here in Louisville. I stayed in New York for one extra day to watch Rap World. It was the best day of my life. And her boyfriend, tour manager, Dan Sloan, also couldn't be here for that first day. And in one day of being by herself, I get to the hotel in Louisville and I go, yo, let's get some lunch. And I look on Find My Friends and she is at basically the hospital. So we left Sarah alone for one day and she had checked herself into a hospital.
Wow.
What does that say about your healing resonance that you emit from your, you know,
Well,
is it healing resonance, or do you guys have a crazy codependent relationship that ends in hospital visits when you're separated for more than
Well, look, hours. Codependency has such a not ignorant notion, but a stigma around it, a taboo around it. I'm codependent on oxygen. I'm codependent on food. Okay,
right. Why don't it we does just not talk? Exist in relationships. There is no such thing as codependency. I'll say that for all of us in Joy Tactics.
That is for babies who are afraid to admit that they have responsibilities.
And oh, you mean you love someone and they're depending right. on you?
And yeah. you mean it's unconditional love, by the way? The best type mm-hmm. of love, because there's no fucking conditions. Okay, mm-hmm. anybody could love pizza because it tastes good. But can you say that you love pizza when it tastes like shit? Because you're you? There for it.
Right.
Because, yeah, it cheats on you, borrows money. Yeah.
Right.
That's when you need to be there for that pizza, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's when we need to be there for pizza the most, is when it's fucking... Because guess what those actions mean when you're borrowing money and not paying it back, and when you're being disloyal sexually and you're doing all this stuff? It's a cry for help.
Cry for help. Yeah.
It's a cry for help.
It means I'm not getting something that I want, but I mm-hmm. want it from you. I'm not mad at you that I'm not getting
right.
it. I so want it from you, so I'm going to go to somebody else who's mm-hmm. 11 years older than both of us, mm-hmm. and I'm going to not tell you for a week, and then when we meet up, mm-hmm. it's not going to feel good. But how do you think I've been feeling for
Weirdly, Nate has gone quiet yet again. Time to sip my coffee, be all quiet. What are you thinking about, bitch?
Well, you guys are talking about a psychological issue that a lot of people suffer from, and I don't want to yeah. participate in it.
Well,
you're going to see the backlash after this episode. You guys might be wise about brought that. Down. And who's staying neutral and silent? Me.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, because we enough. You don't want to hear it from the cheating from the
you know loyal you know cheaters. Who else was too afraid to get into trouble? Benedict Arnold.
Who's that? An actor?
The most biggest traitor to the American forces of all time, British traitor.
Really? Nate, did you yeah. know that?
Yeah, I did actually.
God damn.
Yeah.
Judas.
Well, bringing it back to road. Well, this is what I want to say about that road trip from Milwaukee to Chicago, which was a road trip, is we were all having such a delightful conversation. Didn't we say on that trip, I think we said, man, if we started a podcast, wasn't there some discussion
something,
of that?
Something.
I feel like there was like, man, I think we were kind of in yeah. this mode of like, I don't know if we would ever do a podcast ever.
Right.
And I think we were just like, oh, this was like just, we were just riffing like
mm-hmm.
like crazy. And I remember I was talking about fucking a goat.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if we need no to go fully that. Into that.
Do you yeah. remember this?
Yes,
well, Nate, I'm laughing this. At how stupid that all was and how much we've grown since then.
Yeah, because that wasn't the rest of the conversation. The rest of the car ride was mostly about the political stuff.
So and science.
Yeah, poli-sci is both political
mm-hmm.
science.
Mm-hmm.
So no.
Well, there was more to it, but it was really quite disgusting, and
it was maybe one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
The whole bit, but
I wouldn't do that.
Were you laughing?
I was laughing
out of shock. I was laughing out of shock, which is
still a laugh. That's still a laugh. That still counts, man.
No, it's not.
Well, how about this road trip? You know what's interesting? We also have been on a road trip, Joy Tactics related, to Atlantic City, the city of Atlantic.
All that's right. Right.
What do you think our roles are in a road trip as a 3-0?
Good question.
That's what I like. Okay, so right away, I know, Eric, you're the operator.
Tell me what you mean by that. I'm so intrigued.
All right, so what you have is basically not necessarily autism, but you do love objects and tasks. So you yes. like to have widgets that you can touch. You like to have music and lighting that makes you feel good. And mm-hmm. you are in your power when you are in control of physical objects.
That's
well. But if anybody else was doing what you did in a car, I would be like, stop the car, let me out now. Like, I'm not getting in this car with you any longer because I feel unsafe right now.
But when
just
I
the
do
way
it,
that you are like scrolling on your phone and driving and
I
like
stopped
constantly
that.
Changing.
I was punished by the police for doing that with an over $100 fine. That made me think about that for a few days, and I've stopped.
Okay.
I'll never
be distracted again.
None of us are anybody that you should get into the car of. I think, Eric, you're distracted by amazing pleasantries. Nate, you are a reckless driver, okay? You're a violent reckless driver.
Yeah, I guess I have gotten a ticket while you were in the car going.
Oh, we did
a
crazy road trip, Nate.
97 miles per hour.
In a 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, $300 ticket.
And I have no flaws when it comes to driving. However,
remember Jack, when we were going on the road trip from, where was it, Pittsburgh to
New York.
That's right.
And
we got the Genesis car. Remember the Genesis?
And your back
was hurting
hurt.
My back. And it,
yeah. I remember that.
However, there's nothing like it. You're driving through the rural. You can't believe that this exists in the same country that you live in. Then all of a sudden, a little light beacon of civilization pops up. It's a little town that you've never heard of. There's a diner in the town. You're on Google reviews seeing which places don't have health code violations, which places have good barbecue, which places have good fries and burgers. And you stop there, you get some Diet Coke. You chow down on the burger, and then you get back on the road.
God, there's nothing like a sandwich. Road trip. There's nothing even close to it.
There's just nothing like it, dude.
There are things that are comparably enjoyable, but there's nothing like it. You see what I mean? Even the notion I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Sex.
Well,
I was actually in your Mazda 3, Eric, driving around. So I got to see.
How did you like it? How did you like that?
I will say the power of that. It's surprisingly powerful.
Right.
Vehicle.
Right.
And it's kind of scary at first, going from the Prius Eco mode, which you can barely get. You go 0 to 60 in like 20 minutes. Like it doesn't even go to 60.
Yeah.
Like it, in the Mazda 3. I mean, it looks like a dumb car. Sorry, I know you're gonna get offended by this, but it looks like a stupid little fucking car. But that thing has got a little bit of power behind it, doesn't it?
It's got and many people think it looks the opposite of stupid and think it looks amazing, especially with the roof rack.
The opposite of stupid is amazing.
Calling it a girl car, which in my mind was an immense compliment because women appreciate aesthetic. People called the Mazda 3 hatchback a girl car, which I found to be a compliment, dude.
You already said that.
You're saying it in a way which presuppositionizes. Ugh, I can't even get into this right now.
Right.
I just got
Where did you go in the car, Nate? Where'd you go?
No,
man?
I went to the gym. I went to the Pasadena YMCA, which is one of the, I would say I thought that was going to be like, I was going to discover a new, like, since YMCAs are all over the fucking map. They can be the most like disgusting places on the planet, or they can be really, they're never really nice, but they can just be like okay, you know. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm about to find like the nicest one. Okay,
Pasadena
is a really nice neighborhood in California, in Los Angeles.
It's so nice.
And it was like they didn't even have a sauna, and I'm like, dude, the YMCA in fucking Fremont, Ohio has a fucking sauna. Like, what the hell is
literally
this?
The fucking gas station in fucking rural Russia has a fucking sauna these days, dude. It makes me want
to
climb out of my
skin.
That's
a necessity, dude.
Also, I got food poisoning at Eric's while I was house sitting for Eric.
What do you think you ate? Because likely you had something before you even got here. You couldn't get food poisoning in my house.
I was trying to like, Jane was saying that it could take 12 hours to get food poisoning. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Are you guys food poisoning experts?
Yeah, the metadata.
Yeah, it could take about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, the night before I had like some Mexican food, might have been that, but I couldn't place anything.
Do you know which region of Mexico? Because we might need to take you to the hospital.
Your hat is just tilted enough, Jack, that it's being so sexy.
Kamala, can you swing?
Can I describe a sort of fever dream that is like not even, it's like literally psycho, like what I was feeling and thinking when I was having this like fever dream.
What was in my bed?
Yeah, in your bed. There's something cosmic going on in your wherever.
But you Eric, like that bed, right? But you like that bed.
It was a nice bed.
Yeah,
nice bed, nice pillow.
Thanks.
But it was probably like 2 a.m. I was having like the chills and kind of like in and out of sleep, like waking up, like just feeling really bad. And I was, this is going to sound crazy, but I like thought that I was, you know who Big Justice and AJ are? The family of vloggers, the Costco guys?
Yes, yes. Wait, now I do. Yeah, yeah.
So I like kind of can't, that is like the most smooth brain content I've ever seen in my life. Like there's something about it. It just like puts you in a trance and you have to watch the whole thing. Me personally, I'm like watching every video that they have and I'm like, what the fuck is up with this family? Like, it's just, I can't help it. I have to watch every video. Jack, do you know what I'm talking about? You seem confused, right?
No.
You don't know the Costco guys?
No. I know.
Oh God, I wish I was you, man.
Jack, you got to get crunchy gel to put in your hair and get those glasses rose tinted. Okay.
So I was like, I was like waking up, and I thought I was like a clone version two of the Big Justices or the whatever the dad is in that family. And I thought that I couldn't go back to sleep unless I was like dreaming from the point of view of two of them. Like, it made no sense, and I was like, thought I was like losing my mind. Like, I was like, can I just go back to being Nate? It was really strange.
That's not
were you trying the food though? Did you try the chicken bake thing?
No, I wasn't even like conscious of the, like of that, of the dreams that I was having. It was just kind of like the waking, like in and out where I was like, I was like two Big Justices or AJ, whatever the one the dad is.
Right.
It was weird.
No, I think Big Justice is the dad, right? Or AJ is the dad.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just got Murphy on the lap. Up.
Fuck nightmares.
I was on the... Because now you can watch TikTok on the plane, you realize, when there's free Wi-Fi or you have T-Mobile and you get the discounted Wi-Fi, whatever. And I'm watching TikTok the whole flight, and there's just a moment where it was like, I'm like, what? Really, what the hell am I doing? I'm like watching. It's like there's one where it's like the caption is like, when you meet the guy you've been Snapchatting for the last like month and you guys are chilling in the car and it's just these girls doing it. And I was like, my brain wasn't even operating watching this video. And then I'm like, people are seeing me watch this video. Like, this is, I gotta destroy this app forever. What am I doing? Yeah. I'm not processing.
There's a chance
that app is thinking for me.
There's a chance. I don't want to make you feel worse when you say people are watching you do that, but you were flying correct from New York to LA.
That's right.
So there's a good chance that somebody like Adam Driver, Morgan Freeman, Billy Bobby Thornton. What'd you say? Millie Bobby and Billy Bob. Right. Could have been seeing you and interested in your look, and then they see what you're doing.
Would have been interested in my look.
And they worry about working with you because you're not invested. You're not dedicated. If you're in public and you're not. If I'm standing in line in public, I got a screenplay open. Even if it's a totally fake one, usually in a different language, trust me, I got one open.
And you're mouthing the words?
Yeah.
When I was on the plane, also like 7 plane crash videos were served to me, and I watched every single one. Well, you guys saw what happened yesterday. May they all rest in peace. Good God.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. No, oh, yeah. Not Brazil. Can we? God, why? Why is
Jack?
God,
you didn't
Brazil?
See this.
No.
What kind of plane?
I would
was
say
it?
Don't look at it. You saw it? Did you see it, Nate?
I didn't see like a video of it, but just saw the news.
I think it might have been propeller, but there was like 62 people on it.
Oh,
so it was one of them smaller planes.
It was a bit like, smaller, but not too small. Like it still looked pretty fucking big. No, it was commercial.
Oh shit.
And it went into a flat spin.
Which one's the one that, like, it had, like, the Boeing, like, door that fell off.
The like Boeing 7, what is it, 37 Max?
Yeah. Okay. I'm rocking with that.
I was on a Boeing 737, and they had, like, a pamphlet that said, like, updates to the 737. And
don't worry.
Kind of quell people's
right
fears about the plane. But
oh, I was on there doing a fucking stress test. Because I was on one of those things, and I thought,
yanking on the door. Make sure you got it right.
I'm banging on the exit row door. Yeah, yeah. Jumping up and down in the bathroom.
So in this day and age where planes are less reliable than literally they ever have been, even since the 1910s, why not go on road trips more and choose the more safer, much less dangerous car?
Right.
Right.
Why?
Can you repeat your question?
Why don't we go on more road trips as a country? Because I feel like in the 60s, 70s, people right. were going on cool road trips.
With the map out?
With the map out. You didn't have the McDonald's and Chipotle in every
town. Can we
town.
Do that?
Every town was different.
Let's do you know the cross-country MapQuest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
use... Shall we do that?
I don't want to use and print it out and go find our way. And we get lost. We go walk up to somebody. We ask them old school. How do we get there?
Meetups across the country.
Excuse me, sir. Like that.
Pardon. Pardon.
Mm-hmm. We should. So, all right. Let's break down the road trip in terms of preparation. What do you need to do the night before you go on a road trip? Let's say you're going 8 hours the next day. You're doing a long haul with 12 kids and two wives. What are you packing?
Heat.
Well, a Mormon Bible from the sounds of the relationship structure.
Dude, got him. On it. Dude. On it,
got
bro.
Him.
You are
that
funny.
Shit, I'll just say it. That path is always open for us.
It was a propeller plane. It was a propeller plane.
I thought I saw propellers on there. Yeah.
It was a turbo prop. Rest in peace. And
as opposed to what? A jet engine?
Jet
plane?
Engine.
Is that the two types of planes?
Yeah.
There's many, many types of planes.
Many, many, many.
Many.
So
okay.
About this.
So if I was on a road trip, what am I bringing? Who am I with? My wife and my three kids.
Yeah, let's just say
two
like
wives.
That.
I'm bringing the side chick in the trunk. No, I'm joking. All right, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's be serious.
Be serious, man.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I don't know. I guess.
Well, I'll say it like this: you're gonna want a full tank of gas.
Right.
Okay. There's
obviously,
no question about
dude.
That. Here's what I say: you miss. Don't go to Trader Joe's the night before. Don't load up on Trader Joe's snacks. You know what I'm saying? Crumbly.
Why?
I don't. There's just something about Trader Joe's snacks.
Bag,
if I
yeah.
see that in the road trip cooler, where I'm like, oh really? Oh, you know what I mean?
Well, then what kind of snacks do you want?
I want fucking crazy ass Japanese snacks,
Jack,
exotic
he has
snacks.
His hand up.
Go ahead,
Jack. Yep.
What I'm saying is, you want to be at the whims of the road trip.
Right.
You don't want to
right.
pack the bag. You want to live in it. Go eat at the gas station. Go eat the big pickle. Go
eat
the
Bugles.
Chicken Diablo sandwich from Dwayne, from whatever.
Say it again.
A gas station. I couldn't think of one fucking gas station.
The Dwayne
Exxon.
Gas station. Right. I like that.
Right.
I like it. I like kind of going in with nothing and then like finding your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could find a family even. Go without your family and then pick up, you know, a wife on the way. You know, that's 8 hours to find a wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. Stranger things have happened
with
in love.
With my sort of charm.
Oh, much stranger things possible. Have happened in love, yeah.
Imagine one road trip where you pull out of the Exxon gas station. The first thing you do is you get in a fucking fender bender with somebody and you wreck their car. But they're going to the same destination as you. And they
movie,
get in the car.
Movie idea.
And over
instantly.
The course of this drive, you fall in love. You start out somewhere on the West Coast where you get married. And you stop in Vegas. You fucking get married. You're like, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's get married. By the time you get to the East Coast, you get a divorce.
Shit.
And then one's a Republican and one's a West. Democrat.
Oh, and one's atheist
that
and one's
satire into that
Christian.
Shit.
Uh huh. One likes.
What
fish
do you
and
guys
broccoli,
think
huh?
is the optimal vehicle to go on a road trip with?
Hummer
H2. I'm telling you right now, Toyota Land Cruiser.
Really?
Toyota Land Cruiser.
Is that a SUV, I would assume?
Yep, it is.
Is that they like a Range Rover?
People get a mix up because it sounds like Land Rover, but no, it's a Land Cruiser.
Oh, Cruiser.
Yeah, I think that's the optimal fucking, that's it.
Good expand mileage. Can I just
say really quick, I was trying to think of snacks, and I was trying to think of what sunflower seeds are called, and I kept thinking they were called sesame seeds. And so I just had to look up seeds.
And Safari. How many vaccine doses have you had? Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Four. How many did you guys get? I maybe had three.
Well, I'm not. Notice my silence right now.
No, I'm not a coward like y'all. I'm trying to get onto the front lines and
I
put
get
some
fucking boosted right. every couple weeks, man. Give me that extra shit.
Oh,
dude.
Really?
I'm getting then boosted I am like up, you. Dude.
Because a lot of people don't want to be the lab rat, but, you know, there's other ways to serve your country. And I think getting 50 to 60 Moderna shots a year, that's one way to do service. Just because they won't let you in the army doesn't mean you can't protect and serve, even though that's the cops, and even though I don't think that's real.
Pfizer gang.
Pfizer, Moderna.
Pfizer.
What's that other one? AstraZeneca. My name is Jack. Yeah, and I'm a dance major. Yeah, and I got the AstraZeneca. Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Introducing yourself in the 40,000 person college wide.
Your major and what?
My name's Eric.
Got.
Yeah, I'm straight. Yeah.
No, your major.
Oh. Undecided. Yeah.
You're just trying to hook up so badly with someone in the circle, so you and everyone thinks you're not straight.
So sunflower seeds. I want to talk about this for a minute. When I was a kid, I used to just eat them things the whole way. And you know how they come out when you're... Did we already talk about this once?
Yeah, when I've repeated baseball, anything.
I'm standing up.
I just eat the whole seed, crunch, crunch, crunch. Didn't... You know what I mean? Suck on the salty seed, eat it, and then when it comes out the other side, youch. I'll just say it, youch. But on this last road trip from Dallas to L.A., Layla was doing it, and she was doing it with such dexterity... You know, and she filled a whole cup full of these damn seed shells. And I was like, I want to do that. So over the course of the trip, I got a little bit better at cracking the seeds open. And we're just trying to talk about things that we're proud about. And that is something that I feel like I've achieved.
That's awesome, man.
In the last year that I'm very proud of.
So. Congratulations. Pride is a sin, but in this case, you're forgiven.
What's the best flavor of sunflower seeds?
Fortune cookies.
Fortune no, they don't cookie. Make that flavor.
I misunderstood. I misunderstood.
Fortune cookie seasoning? You make that at home. You just crumble them up. You go to the Chinese restaurants and
oh, wow.
Ew.
Probably barbecue.
Barbecue. Interesting. So you more sweet. Yeah. Nate, what about you, man?
I mean, I haven't had too many flavors, to be honest, but...
Ranch.
There were some here you didn't even try?
I guess, yeah.
I would say ranch, too. Ranch is fucking where it's at. I tried dill pickle, too, on the road. It was a little too tangy.
Tangy.
And by the way, go ahead and get that. We got this Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning from Costco. Go ahead and just have that in your pantry, because you're going to be using that shit more than you think.
Are you talking about the ranch mix? Because they have Hidden Valley Ranch packet.
No, it's like
and you
seasoning.
Mix that in with yogurt seasoning, and it's yeah, so yeah. fucking good.
Well, you could probably do that with the seasoning and it would
you could do anything.
And we're fighting and we're beefing. Cool. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Jesus.
That was enjoyable for me outside of the situation.
Okay, so let's just go through the snacks for the road trip. For me, it's Bugle, sunflower seeds, one type of gummy, one type of low caffeine energy drink, and a large water, ice cold,
yeah,
and some gummies.
Wow, that's that sounds
for me.
Good.
It's a turkey leg, a Monster energy drink, a pack of turkey jerky sausage nuggets, and Good and Plenty.
Damn that. That my dad's used to be Good and Plenty on the road, and I thought that's disgusting, and then all of a sudden, I started loving it.
Those taste fucking good.
I don't know if they still make good and plenty. We got to the bottom of the Gobstopper mystery recently, but they don't make Gobstoppers anymore.
Oh, can I have a question?
Yeah.
What? Because we're on the precipice of having to release merchandise, merch, Joy Tactics merch.
Right.
And you know us. We innovate. We change things. So, sure, we might have a hat and a shirt one day, but shouldn't we have seasoning? If we sold seasoning packets, wow. Joy Tactics seasoning, barbecue rub, a dry rub, the Joy Rub. Oh. Joy rub seasoning.
And we're coming out with the Joy Tactics body butter.
Mm-hmm. And we're coming out with the Joy Tactics rubber band, braces rubber bands, too. Because I know some of y'all are correcting your jaws.
Wait. So, yeah, everybody give us in the comments, just tell us what kind of alternative weird merch that you want, and yeah, we'll make it happen in the next 6 years.
Yep.
Nate, we didn't get to your snacks yet. I would, can I just guess what yours are?
Sure.
Zen and black coffee.
And yeah, Magnum in the wallet. Off.
Will you bring Zen today to that thing?
Of course. I can't go anywhere without it. Of course. What's that? The smelling?
The boom boom stick. Nasal stick.
I'm showing my boom boom nasal stick, but I think, Nate.
Menthol.
I think this needs to be in your repertoire.
I need that. What's the point of it? Just to kind of psych you up for a second if you need
it. Just to open up here. It's like pleasurable smelling salts.
Yeah.
But what's your snack, Nate?
I would say I'm going for the those, like, I'll go to the gas station and get one of them, like, kind of horrible tasting Starbucks, like, mocha, like, milk drinks.
Oh, no.
You get the milky from Starbucks or from the gas station?
No, from the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Frappuccino fucking things. Yeah. Vanilla flavor. And it just, like, gives the worst aftertaste that
it's
you
like,
could possibly
have. It tastes
like
bile in your mouth afterwards. Like, it's like initiated the acid reflux.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get the largest Slim Jim that you can, just the one that's the longest out the, you know, when you see all the Slim Jims, the one that's the longest and the fattest. And it's going to be like jalapeno flavored or something like that.
Jalapeno and cheese.
And that's pretty much, maybe I might get some Gardettos. What are those called?
Gardettos. Those are good. The brown
Chex Mix. I like, that's my favorite part of Chex Mix.
Right. Wait, I just got a restaurant idea.
Get the pretzels out of the Chex Mix. What is it?
I got a restaurant idea. It's for Nate. It's called the Jalapeno Grill. And it sounds like all up in your grill. And so, Nate, you go take people's orders like this. What can I get you today? You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to go viral for doing like a Dick's Last Resort type thing.
It's like Dick's Last Resort.
And you're killed immediately. First customer
like
shoots you in the face.
Personal space.
Yeah.
Personal space-based restaurant dining experience.
The cooks cook the food like this close to your face. You're getting so.
You just
like,
couldn't
hot.
Afford like a.
It's like
correctly sized restaurant. The jalapeno.
Okay, so
Yosemite Benihana.
You're getting the oil burns. So the snacks are covered. We got that. What about the entertainment now?
Okay.
Now,
this
some
is
people, I'll just explain it like this: some people like music, some people like conversation, others like philosophical audiobooks and murder mysteries, British murder mysteries that are all on tape via Audible.
That's right.
What do you guys usually go for?
Well, this is a little tangent, but this is what my dad used to do when we would drive long distances: is he would put on a audio cassette tape of singing lessons because he was trying to become a better singer.
Oh my God.
No.
So for hours, I would just hear the piano that was like, ding, ding, ding.
Oh my God.
And then he would be like, I know the exact thing that he would say. I'm trying to remember it. Like, it would be like, it wasn't do, re, mi, but he was basically like just doing that over and over.
You're
like
kidding.
That's
funny.
So he would be
and
taking.
And you're playing Pokemon Gold. Like wishing you were in a different family.
yeah.
Man. That's crazy.
I feel like I could diagnose all three of our road trip styles.
Do it.
Okay. Nate, the meditator. Eric, yep. The songstress. But you can't do that while you're
driving. All right, right, right.
Yeah, well, you can. A different style of meditation. Driving meditation.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jack, the playful freestyling one.
Playful freestyling for 12 hours?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have probably freestyled enough hours.
Oh, who has?
Over 10,000 hours, I would say, on road trip.
I feel like there is an equation that's like you can only go like 6.5 hours without freestyling in a car with your boys. It's like there's no question. Like you have to, like it's at some point an instrumental. Somebody's going to put on an instrumental and you guys are all going to see where you're at freestyle wise.
Check Can I in. Say something? But I feel like I almost feel like I'd be more comfortable watching you all have a sexual encounter than I would be watching you all earnestly freestyle. I think that would be harder for me to see.
Because here's the deal with the earnest freestyle. Everybody kind of gets into it like, let's just joke about this. But secretly, everybody wants to destroy and have people like...
Yeah, you think you know always I mean? Think like something like maybe I'm gonna summon like some crazy
yeah some
like rhyme demon. Scheme technology well, yeah. in my head.
I've had a horrible, I had a horribly amazing dream recently that this is reminding me of.
What is it?
Okay, this is a Saturday Night Live dream. I was on a helicopter and I paraglided from the helicopter down into 30 Rock. I crashed through the window. And I pissed everybody off because they were doing a really serious table read. And then Lorne Michaels came up to me and said, freestyle right now. Right now.
Yeah.
And I rose to the occasion and I did like the craziest freestyle anyone's ever heard. And I immediately got a job.
Wow.
Can you imagine it going down that way?
I mean, I'm always putting on the all sorts of instrumentals whenever Sarah lets me go to those after parties. I'm always putting on instrumentals and trying to get a cipher going.
I've had so many embarrassing dreams where there's someone that I like or sort of look up to and is an acquaintance, and I dream that we are best friends, and then I wake up and we're not. And if I told you guys the names of the people that I've had dreams that I'm best friends with.
I know at least one of them.
Yeah, there's one that is maybe the most pathetic. Not pathetic, but...
It's just of a different time.
It's just of a different
you
time.
You have to tell me what it is after.
I will tell you, Nate, and you will laugh. But that's I'm the saddest laughing. You wake up like, oh, I guess we're not really friends like that. Man, it's not even sexual. It's not like, oh man, I was hooking up with Carmen Electra, whatever. No, I'm not friends with this guy.
Somebody that you
one
like.
One episode of this show.
Yeah, but you kind of somebody who you like, kind of are friends with, but just not on that level.
Right. So okay, for me, actually, there's nothing like getting into a car and listening to a full cast radio play. Okay.
Wow.
There's many of these on Audible right now. The BBC has done it for years. There is a really cool Canadian Twilight Zone knockoff that's radio only called Nightfall. And that is on Audible now. If anyone's interested, if you're in the fall and you're going on a spooky road trip, find Nightfall because it's a little bit crackly, like the sound's a little fucked, and I get so scared listening to it.
Interesting. Radio plays?
Nice, yeah. Man.
Yeah, yeah. I love when I...
Never going
I
on a road trip
I can tell
with
in,
you.
Like, word two sometimes when you guys are going to be just, like, blank, so blank-faced and move on to the next thing immediately.
Where this is such a kind of ADD-style three people that
right.
unless your squirrel. Sentence is, like, dangling shiny keys to, like, come and joke about,
yeah,
we're so right. bad at, like...
No, I
some
know.
People would call it conversation skills, but I would call it something different. So don't insult us. Okay? No, watch. Eric, that's so... Now, how did you get into that?
Who put you onto that? At what point in your life did you start doing that? Has it always been a thing for you, listening to stories? Did you grow up driving a lot?
I appreciate you asking, because I used to work at Grubhub in Chicago, which was maybe one of the most depressed years of my life, working in the office. And what I would do is I would edit menus all day and make sure that the people that we paid $2 overseas to do data entry for got it right. And so you could
outsourcing
that there's no errors in the menu modifications. So if you're adding ranch, the price is right, and you can add the pizza modifiers on correctly without any bad user experience. It was a mindless job. And so on one screen at work, I'd be watching TV the whole day. Okay. I was watching documentaries. I was watching all this stuff. And then one day they take the documentaries away. And so I had to move to radio plays. They said no more TV in the office. They said no more video, dude. And I had just watched all 9 seasons of Deep Space Nine. And it was keeping me going. And then they said, nope. And so I had to switch to radio plays.
Can I reframe something that you just said a little bit?
Please, man. Please reframe something.
All right. So the notion of a mindless job.
Right.
Notice the negative connotation which is prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially what you could be looking at it like is a mind availability job. You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's kind of like, yo, will you help me move my apartment today? By the way, the only thing in my apartment is a bunch of feathers, and I'm still going to buy you pizza.
What?
Wait.
All right.
Wait. You need to fully describe that one, Jack.
Say it again. Say it again. I said what in a way where I want to know what you mean.
we need a full diagnosis on that one, because I don't know.
I haven't eaten anything today. I've been on the road.
I just want to hear you describe, just fully describe what that.
God damn it.
What that meant.
God damn it. Well, so the idea is that you're doing a task that's traditionally, a little harder. But because the person's house, all they own is feathers. So when you're helping them move, it's a really lightweight task.
Oh, okay.
So you have availability. You're doing this thing, but, and some people might see that as a negative because it's like they don't really need my help to do that. And I'm wasting my time. But really, you're getting a free pizza at the end of this.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
Wow.
Should I write the Bible?
Well, this reminds me of.
You should.
The fact that a lot of complex thinkers can't be on CNN or these quick sort of news shows, because what they want is, hey, what do you think about the recession? You have 20 seconds to answer this question. But guess what? A lot of these issues that are facing the globe right now,
complex.
They're complex, and they don't take a 20-second to a minute answer. So what we lack in a lot of our news media is nuance and complexities that take a little bit more I'm blanking out right now, but
you are saying basically you need an hour to digest
exactly for a question that would take that they think trips. Is going to take a minute. That's
what you're
why
saying is
right. Noam Chomsky has only been on he's only been on one network TV show or something like that.
He's gone.
What? I don't know if he is dead. I think he's still alive.
I thought he died. I thought he passed.
There was a false
false?
I think he was in the hospital and everyone was like, I was wondering the same thing the other day. I was like, did he actually die? Because I saw a news thing later that day that he was still alive.
Oh, he's
I'm
alive.
Not letting
he's alive.
Him yet.
He's chilling. Forget it.
So, wow.
Wait, really quick. And favorite road trip destination of all time? Go right now. If you had to pick one place to road trip to, where would it be? Go now.
The Pyramids.
Guitar Center, Albuquerque.
Okay. I would say for me is Winthrop, Washington. This was a place that we would road trip to when I was a kid. It's an old Western theme style town. And when I was a kid, my dad would play James Taylor in the car, and we'd go through the Cascade Mountains. I'd be playing Pokemon, and we'd get to the campsite and jump right in a lake, and then go get cinnamon buns at the Western Town. There's nothing better than that.
Wow. Okay?
Cinnamon butter. You know what's reminding me? This is a fun camp that I was fortunate to go to as a child. Camp Woodward. It's a skateboarding camp out in the middle of kind of Western or Lancaster, somewhere in like Amish Pennsylvania. And it's so funny to think that, like, what's on the minds of these Amish people who are just living there? They don't know what the fuck's going on. They're just sitting there talking to horses all day. And then one day they go over the hill and they see like 12,000 people skateboarding in this like giant, like,
lowered Volkswagen Golfs from 1996.
Yep.
Blasting Andre Nicotina. Mac Miller.
By the way, shout out to the Amish, man.
Keeping it real. Did
you ever go to like an Amish like restaurant in a? Because they had
no.
Like,
we didn't have them out in Washington, but I've been now.
There was like an Amish town in Ohio, maybe a couple of them. But we would go to this restaurant, and it was an Amish and you were like, I didn't know that food could get this good.
They do it different.
Wait, what? What's so good about that? They put butter on
it? I mean, just, I think you can taste like that they don't use like gloves or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like in the back. They're not using.
Yeah.
You can taste the sweat off of their hands and their feet. They're crushing the fucking wheat and making the bread with their dirty ass feet.
The ketchup for the tomatoes for the ketchup.
Tomato ketchup.
Well, this has been a good one. I mean, we've really gotten to the heart of the topic. Nate is frozen again. And so
I can still hear you guys,
believe.
Though.
Oh, and he's just been booted by the internet off of...
The duo Joy.
We're back.
You joy this week, Jack?
This one's a simple one for me. I was gifted such an amazing gift by Daphne, who is the owner of Saks Tape, and I'll show it to you right now. So they sent me this, which is a fingerboard keychain holster.
Oh, that is so sick.
It's a holster.
And Daphne is a joy tactician.
This is a tactician.
Shout out, Daphne.
Shout out. And I'm rocking the Saks grip tape. Okay.
Hey, yo, that is so sick.
What is going on? Oh, never mind. Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. Decline. But let me do a kickflip out of respect. Ready? And somebody make an edit of this real quick. Hey, hold on a second. All right, hold on a second, because I got this. Now hold on a second, because this one's gonna be it. Boom.
Oh, okay, shit. Flip.
Okay, what?
Jesus Christ.
Nate, you look so much more sexual when you come on the iPhone.
Really?
You look way more honey.
Isn't that crazy? Again, my internet just—it's
not right. It's not right.
5 minutes in. What is that last the Patreon episode that happened again? Dude, I was pissed at Spectrum for a second, and now like earlier. Now it's war.
Pissed at. Now it's
now it's war. It was just a fun. It was fun before, but now it's like
it's on like donkey sex. Remember that?
Okay. No, I don't remember.
All right. Nate, Eric.
What gave us joy? Yeah. I had just a short trip to New York for the Rap World screenings at BAM. And those Q&As were so fun. People really showed up. Mm-hmm. I think a bunch of joy tacticians came out. I met some joy tacticians that came from Montreal. New York to come see that shit. That so sweet. Shout out to those two. You guys are amazing.
Bonjour.
It was kind of fun to just do a short ass little trip. We hit the sauna with Caleb Pitts.
Mm.
And that was a very joyful sauna experience at the Wall Street Baths. Wouldn't you say?
Oh man,
we did it right. We had horseradish vodka. I had a Zen. We had the Veroniki dumplings. Hitting the cold plunge. I mean, it's just one of the best days you can imagine. So shout out New York, holding it down.
Wow. Nate? Jack, did you already say yours?
Yeah, mine was Saks grip tape. Saks grip tape and accessories on Instagram.
Saks. Okay, let's see here. I would say I watched the movie Casino, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. It's a 3-hour joint, long one. And I was like, damn, this fucking, it made me want to go to Vegas. Like, just, or experience Vegas in like the 80s, you know?
Let's go in December after our Italy trip. Fly right back to Vegas.
Would you guys mind?
No. No, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but that movie's incredible. Yeah. That's my joy.
Simple.
Okay. Simple. Shout out. Any last words for Spectrum?
I don't want to say what I want to say, but just know, because it could incriminate me in further legal battle that I probably will be getting into with them. But just know it's on site, you know.
Wow, dude.
On site. And
in person. I'm going to show up to the cubicle area of the customer service people. Like, they're going to, like, I'm going to call them on the phone and like talk to them like as like customer service, and then they're gonna like hear the voice getting closer to them in real life, and I'm gonna tap them on the shoulder. Hi. Uh-oh. Hey, fucking smack in the face with my fucking iPhone.
And wow, dude, that was really funny until violence got brought up. That was hilarious until you started getting violent.
Comp everything, give me the highest speed of internet.
And by the way, the CEO of Spectrum, their name is Christopher Winfrey. Not even Oprah. You see what I'm saying? Your wife's name? What's your wife's name? Sarah Tarantino? Pathetic.
Fuck Spectrum. All right, guys. That's been another Joy Tactics. We appreciate everyone out there listening to this shit yet again. Respect to everyone. Have an amazing week.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.